As protests continue, some Confederate statues have been defaced and graffitied and torn down. Mayors in some cities responded by removing them from their original locations. Last week, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced that Richmond's largest Confederate statue would be taken down as soon as possible, but then a judge issued an order delaying its removal for 10 days after a lawsuit was filed seeking to preserve it. On Wednesday night, protesters tore down the statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis along Richmond's prestigious Monument Avenue. Monuments of Confederates haven't been the only source of anger for protesters. Statues of Christopher Columbus have also been torn down or vandalized across the country in recent days. Earlier this week, a statue of Columbus in the Virginia Capitol was torn down by protesters, set on fire, and thrown in a lake. On the pedestal where it used to stand, a sign was placed, "Columbus represents genocide." In Boston, a statue of Columbus in a park named for him was beheaded. Protesters on Wednesday toppled a 10-foot statue of Columbus outside the state capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota. The 15th century explorer's voyages sparked the transatlantic slave trade, and many see him as a colonizer who enslaved, killed, and forced assimilation of indigenous populations in the Americas. Native Americans activists have long urged states to stop honoring Columbus with a national day and urged Columbus Day to be renamed Indigenous Peoples Day, saying his expeditions led to the genocide of their ancestors. While Columbus is often credited as the man who discovered the New World, it is the nation's founding fathers who established and maintained the system that is now being railed against.